Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And on this autumn Sunday afternoon, November 3rd, as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the cultural corner, the Polish word of the day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And on this Sunday following All Saints Day and All Souls Day, let's listen to Kiedy Mnie Już Nie Będzie, When I'm No Longer Here.
Siądź z tamtą kobietą twarzą w twarz, kiedy mnie już nie będzie. Spalcie w kominie moje buty i płaszcz. Zróbcie sobie miejsce, a mnie oszukuj mile uśmiechem, słowem, gestem, dopóki jestem, dopóki jestem. Oszukuj mile uśmiechem, słowem, gestem, dopóki jestem, dopóki jestem.
Dziel z tamtym mężczyzną chleb na pół, kiedy mnie już nie będzie. Kupcie firanki, jakąś lampę i stół. Zróbcie sobie miejsce, a mnie oszukuj mile, że mało tak się śniłem, a przecież byłem, no przecież byłem. A mnie oszukuj mile, że mało tak się śniłem, a przecież byłem, no przecież byłem.
And in the news from Poland, for setting fire to a paint factory in Wrocław in southwestern Poland, Russians offered 51-year-old Ukrainian Sergei S., who is accused of subversion, $2,000 up front, with another $2,000 promised after the successful operation. A week after his arrest, the payment for the arson increased to $5,000, while many other contracts were paid in cryptocurrencies. Documents from the Internal Security Agency obtained by Gazeta Wyborcza reveal that the recruitment of arsonists willing to commit acts of arson in Europe and the USA was mainly conducted online by Russian operatives. One of them is Sergei S., a 51-year-old Ukrainian who intended to set fire to a paint factory near Orlen's fuel depot, which stores 56 million liters of fuel. The police arrested him at the PKS bus station in Wrocław at the end of January 2024 for planning to ignite facilities near strategic infrastructure, which could have contaminated the Oder River along the Polish-German border. His luggage included grill lighters, instructions for supporting the Russian invasion, and videos on how to produce explosives. Investigators suspect that a Russian or Belarusian intelligence agent, nicknamed Lucky Strike, recruited the Ukrainian online. A week after Sergey S.'s arrest, Lucky Strike offered $5,000 via telegram to burn the same location. And Poland's foreign minister, Radosław Sikorski, announced his decision to withdraw consent for the functioning of the Russian consulate in Poznań following consultations within the government. As a result, the Russian consulate in the western Polish city will be closed and the diplomats must leave Poland. We hope that this decision will make the Russian authorities reconsider and stop paying hired saboteurs for hostile activities that could result in significant material damage or harm to people's health or worse. If any harm comes to a Polish citizen and Russia escalates, we will respond in kind, Sikorski vowed. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Chernov Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Chernov Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Chernov always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And on the lighter side, or maybe not so light, ancient cemetery unearthed in Wierzbiczany, a window to 2,000-year-old history. What began as a routine field investigation led to the uncovering of a 2,000-year-old cemetery with relics that shed light on life in the region during ancient times. The find was announced by the Inowrocław County authorities, who revealed that the burial site was discovered on farmland where potatoes had been growing just a week prior. One of the key findings from the site is that it was a bi-ritual cemetery, meaning it included both cremation and burial of intact bodies. Notably, the excavation team discovered graves of two warriors who had been buried with their shields and spears. These remains will now undergo analysis by anthropologists. Among the uncovered artifacts was a Roman bronze coin, a coin bearing the likeness of Empress Crispina, the wife of Emperor Commodus, known to many from the film Gladiator. Other significant finds included spearheads, shield components, knives, and brooches, hinting at the material culture and craftsmanship of the time. The archaeological team also found well-preserved skeletal remains, which will allow paleogeneticists to extract and analyze DNA, offering a deeper understanding of the ancestry and health of the population. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner. Let's learn a little Polish and the Philly scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. A taste of Poland in Port Richmond. Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And following Halloween last week, it's worth noting that most Poles don't celebrate the day in any particular way. Instead, All Saints Day on November 1st is when millions of Poles visit the graves of their loved ones. The custom extends into All Souls Day, Zaduszki, celebrated on November 2nd, when many can do so by attending a musical event dubbed All Souls Jazz, Zaduszki Jazzowe, as part of a long tradition. And speaking of traditions, here's Radio Polonia and the Polish tradition or obsession with bread.
You're tuned to Warsaw. Polish fusion, Polski fusion, the Polish palate, the Polish quest for taste, pierogi, pizza, kebab, molecular cuisine, tales from the Polish kitchen with Agnieszka Wilawska,
Elżbieta Krajewska.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. I think the time is always good, but the time of autumn brings a lot of festivals of something that we in Poland cherish probably the most in our kitchen and in our cuisine, and that is the bread.
Mm. I think many people from other countries wonder about this Polish obsession. They call it an obsession with bread. We just call it common sense.
Well, we call it common sense, and bread has lots of customs still cultivated in very many parts of especially rural Poland, but it is like a staple in all households. And if a slice of bread, for example, falls on the floor, then you pick it up and you kiss it, and that still is practiced in rural Poland. And so it shows how important the bread is and was always for Poles. Mm-hmm.
And it is anathema to throw away bread. It's very difficult for many Poles. We have such a, well, perhaps it is an obsession, but we are so attached to our bread that if it's not eaten until the very last crumb, we tend to feed it to the birds, which of course we shouldn't do. But we really don't want to be throwing bread away in, well, even the last crumb, as I said. But that's another aspect of our attachment to bread.
It is also an aspect of Poles' attachment to the Catholic Church, because the bread very often was used as a wafer instead of the wafer during Masses. So that is why we have this huge respect. Do you remember the times when we used to collect bread for the horse?
Yeah, that's true. All the stale bread went into a special sack, and people went round and said they were collecting it for the horse.
And I think that this, wondering of people from outside Poland why we are obsessed with bread lies in the fact that maybe they do not have good bread, which in Poland we do. I think the whole of the east of Europe has absolutely wonderful bread. And we have it in so many kinds. It's not only the fact that they differ in sizes, but they differ in all the ingredients that are put into it. We primarily do not use yeast in our breads. It is usually the sourdough, so it is rising by itself. And then there's lots and lots of different flours that we use for it. And each and every region of Poland has its own speciality when it comes to bread or rolls. So we do not think of bread as something white, square and mushy, but we think it as
we
a
call
huge,
that,
lovely, crispy loaf.
Tostowy, which typical bread supposed to go into the toaster. We only eat that as a really last resort, or if we are sick, probably. And I think the worst thing you can do to a Polish person is tell them to avoid bread. That's really, I think, the strictest diet you can imagine. While you were describing the types of bread and the sourdough and the various kinds we have, I was thinking that in the vicinity of my own house, I have something like 5 bakeries, and every bakery has a queue. If at any time of the day there's a queue, there's bound to be a queue at the bakery, and at the end of the day there's no bread. So we really are buying quantities of the stuff and eating it, and it's such a basic thing. And I mean, the varieties there are also amazing. You can get French baguettes, you can get small dinner rolls, you can get slightly bigger dinner rolls, you can get rolls from all kinds of flour. And they all disappear by the end of the day.
That is true. And we do tend to stick to those bakeries instead of buying bread in supermarkets.
But the supermarkets, too, they have their own attached bakeries. And very often the stands are dedicated as well. So it's not just a typical supermarket bread. It has to be a special kind of bread, even there.
Yes, that is true. It is very hard for us because it would probably take us at least half an hour to, I don't know, to name all the kinds of breads that we have. But as I said, there are some staples like chleb baltonowski, which is a huge loaf of white bread. White, but it's not wheat bread. It's usually combined with rye. A flour. Then we have something which is called bułka paryska, also found in our neighboring Czechia or Slovakia. It is yeasted wheat dough and shaped into sort of like oblong loaves. And we have something which is called, for example, a staple, especially in the southern city of Kraków and the mountain resort in Zakopane, that is the obwarzanek, which is shaped like a ring and produced in the Małopolski region.
And don't call it a bagel.
And never call it a bagel because it is not a bagel, because it is just,
It's baked differently.
It's baked differently, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's woven into 2 strands. If you go to, for example, the east of Poland, you'll find something which is called cebulasz, which is like onion-filled roll.
Maybe. With a sprinkling of poppy seeds.
So, wherever you turn around, you will find something that will definitely whet your palate, because we really know how to make bread and we really do appreciate bread. And what more, we make out of our bread wonderful sandwiches.
Mm. And then there are the crowds who make bread at home, who we think that the bakery kind of bread is still not what they want to see on their tables and on their plates. So they bake their own. And there are sourdough sharing communities out there.
It is amazing, with the zillions and billions of bakeries, we still like to bake bread at home.
Mm. And many bakeries pride themselves on how old their sourdough is, that they've had it, and that actually people come in at all times of the day and night to make sure that the sourdough, which they use as their bread starter, is all right, is thriving, and is there to start the batch for the next day. So,
yes, it is. I think it is a wonderful experience because bread has been accompanying us for centuries. It was, as I said, one of the most important ingredients on the table. It was also something which filled you up, for example, when you, when the whole family had a huge bowl of soup. It was always accompanied by a loaf of bread.
And the thing which you missed most when you were abroad, and when you were abroad,
yes, that is the Polish bread.
Bye bye.
And let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the verb to love. Kochać. Repeat after me. Kochać. And here's an example sentence. Kochałam go, ale wyszłam za mąż za kogoś innego. Oh no. I loved him, but I married someone else. So remember to practice. Kochać.
How much fun it can be.
Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7:30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to Polonia Today here at WWDB 860 AM and here in Philadelphia, the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia, an affiliate of the American Council for Polish Culture, invites all to the Gala Polonaise Ball on Saturday, November 9th at the Associated Polish Home, located conveniently at 9150 Academy Road. The honoree, Polonian activist John Wisniewski. Elegant buffet supper, music by the TKO band, and a silent auction. The entire event benefits the Society's scholarship fund. And the Society awarded $12,000 in scholarships this year, thanks to your past generosity. For information and reservations, contact me, 215-627-1391, or email me at jetscott2@comcast.net. And sing with the Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Female Chorus, rehearsals at the Associated Polish Home, Monday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. Come on out and sing. David Zagórski makes it fun. To join the chorus, phone Dolores, 215-633-0560. And as Tyler signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening appropriately enough to the All Saints Ball by Budka Suflera. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia. Świat się tylko